Well, a very good morning to all our listeners from what we can only describe as a nice wintry Cape Town. This morning we're going to be chatting about one of the real plants that we can always rely on to give us a flush of color at this time of the year in our gardens. A couple of weeks ago we spoke about the winter flowering aloes, and this morning I'd like to chat about azaleas and camellias. These are plants not indigenous to South Africa. They come from the eastern areas. Azaleas come from the foothills of the Himalayas predominantly, and camellias from China and Japan. Camellia, different types of camellias, obviously Camellia japonica, as its name suggests, come from Japan, and then Camellia sasanqua, which is a camellia which has a serrated leaf edge. And the interesting thing is we always tend to regard camellias as heavy shade plants, but Camellia sasanqua, which have slightly smaller flowers than your Camellia japonicas, are incredibly well suited to grow in very sunny spots, and they handle the Western Cape very, very well during the summer months without burning their leaves at all. So just remember that when buying camellias in the future, that Camellia japonicas are well suited for shady spots, and Camellia sasanquas with the serrated leaf is suited for a sunny spot in your garden. One of the biggest problems that we have with camellias specifically is early bud drop. It's a phenomenon on the plant itself where you have fantastic formation of buds on the plant itself, and then you have just buds dropping off all over the place. And this is a common problem in gardens and can be prevented in a number of ways. Unfortunately, sometimes it does happen when excess moisture falls on the bud at just the wrong time of development. And there's not much, unfortunately, you can do about that. But what you can assist with is the feeding of the plant. Many times the bush will simply abort the number of buds that it has because it doesn't have the capacity within its own body to sustain all the flowers through to development. And that's a trait all throughout the garden industry, or the garden world as a matter of fact, where plants simply decide if they cannot go to flower, because we must never forget that the flowering of a plant is all about the procreation of the species. It's about making seed. And if the plant, the shrub, or the tree, as a matter of fact, simply doesn't have the resources available, be it water or nutrition, it just aborts the flowers and it rather tries again in the next season, where it knows that it's going to have a better rate of success to seed the plant itself from the mother plant. So with regards to that, when you already start seeing bud formation and you haven't fed your plants, remember 315 formulation is excellent. In other words, a plant fertilizer which is high in potassium is really what we're looking at. And it's not too late, because we have a fantastic situation when it comes to camellias, is that normally the nutrient uptake by plants is determined by the temperature. So when the soil temperatures drop, your nutrient uptake by plants is significantly reduced. And that's simply one of the reasons why plants grow more vigorously during the hotter times of the year. And that is that camellias have this fantastic ability to really take up nutrients despite the fact that it is cold, because they have a very superficial root structure, very close to the surface, which enables it to really grab up all the nutrients that it needs very quickly. So when you see that bud formation and you have a plant which has got many, many buds on, it's always a good idea, if you haven't fed in the last 2 to 3 months, give it a feeding with 315, preferably on organic fertilizer. There are many on the market out there to you that you can use at any time. Remembering that azaleas pretty much fall into the same category. You don't have the same problem with regards to bud drop. But if you have an existing garden and you have azalea which you haven't been able to identify, remember there are species out there which have this amazing ability to actually create and produce flowers on the plant before they get foliage. So most azaleas that we have in our gardens are evergreen, but some are actually deciduous, and they will drop their leaves and you think, oh my goodness, the plant is dead, what am I going to do about it? And then amazingly enough, it grows its flowers on the plant before it gets into new foliage. And we have a number of examples like that with our indigenous trees, such as Erythrina, the coral tree, which does exactly the same thing. So just remember, azaleas, camellias, wonderful to have in your garden at this time of the year. Also a fantastic plant to put in a pot if you are looking for colors. They do exceptionally well as pot plants. So happy gardening to everybody out there, and have a great weekend.